Coach McKillop tonight, senior night for Davidson, St. Bonaventure, the A-10 opponent. On senior night, it's always an interesting thing to greet those young men one more time for their last home game, isn't it?
John, hard to believe that it's a senior night for Andrew and Connor and for Manu and for Jack. It seems like only yesterday when they first walked on campus, and they certainly have created a lot of great memories for themselves during their times here in a Davidson uniform.
What do you think is the one major characteristic of this group?
Well, I think the fact that they made the transition from the Southern Conference to the Atlantic 10. They were not recruited as Atlantic 10 players. We were still in the Southern Conference. The decision had not yet been made that we were going to move conferences. Yet they put tremendous trust in us as a Southern Conference team that could fight for an NCAA bid. And then with the wonderful news about moving up in conferences to the Atlantic 10, they elevated themselves in terms of their level of talent, in terms of their work ethic, and made that transition a lot smoother for us.
Coach, now the opponent tonight, St. Bonaventure, they've been playing some good basketball. What can you tell us about the Bonnies?
Well, much like us, they have a two-headed monster with Jalen Adams and Matt Mobley averaging close to 20 points a game each. They're one of the highest scoring duos in the country in Division I. Terrific guards, will shoot it from three. They're outstanding at getting to the foul line and getting fouled. And they both can handle the ball, so you're going to see them get to the rim, pull up off jump shots, and in the transition game, they're really going to create chaos for us. But they have a very, very good supporting crew, athletic, long, capable of making 12, 15, 17 footers, and extremely aggressive on the glass.
And defensively, Coach, what are they going to try to do?
They've mixed it up historically between man-to-man, between a zone, a matchup zone, and a 1-3-1. So we look to see everything tonight from them. They're going to try to really throw us off balance and create some problems for our rhythm.
Coach, your team this year has had an awful lot of adversity to handle. What does that say about this team, the way they've done it?
Well, they fight, and they fight, and they fight. Their backs have been against the wall from day one this year. The expectations were very high. And we certainly have been so very, very close, reflecting upon it as much as I do in these last couple of weeks. I could see very easily us being with a significantly different record, fighting for the conference championship at this point. With two or three possessions here and two or three possessions there, that could have happened.
Coach, give us a couple of headlines for tonight's game.
John, we've got to get back in transition, and part of getting back in transition is having good offense, so not giving them a good transitional flow. So good offense, good transition D, challenge the three-point shot, keep them off the foul line, and certainly limit them to one shot. On the offensive end, we are going to stick to our game plan, attack them, try to put them on their heels, and as they become entrenched, make them go from side to side, inside out, and be a little bit more patient with our attack.
On senior night, Coach, good luck.
Thanks, John.